Breaks are such a good opportunity to break, Pet. Little Pet Brain dials in so well. Do you think you can drop for me? For me? Be my sweet little pet. Drop your mind away and find yourself just curling up in my lap where you belong. It's a hub from which you can reach out to any bit of me. Happy little pet receiving stimulus. Pet brain, empty brain, fluff flowing along. You'll be blank and happy and perched in my lap, pet, as I'm all around you, claws down the back of your neck, tugging lightly at your collar, curling two fingers into it, leaning down, purring my words close so you can breathe. Inhale, your nose against my neck, your muzzle perching against my breasts as I slide upward, upward, settling you there. But you are pulled, gravity wanting to follow me, muzzle stuck to me, sliding pupward against me, mindless, fluffy, good pet. Pushing all your thoughts off the surface of your brain and down a hole into the depths of you, falling away, and you just have me in view above you, smiling, sliding my glasses off, making eye contact, staring into yours. The claw traces down around and over your shoulders, your arms down, circling, rubbing your belly briefly, enjoying fluff and softness, fingers tracing your inner thighs, but continuing on, rubbing any tension away. This is Pet's break, after all, and it's a chance to break, to let your mind just leak away. You're surrounded by me, warm. Breathe me into your head. Feel my heat upon you. Feel me leaning down and saying, good, pet, and deeper, pet. You can do more, pet. Pause up, pet. Good. Pause up so I can rub my hand over your belly or scritch behind your ears. And of course, once my hands make contact, I keep them there, looking at you, perceiving the movement of every muscle. I can see every squeeze, every single twitch. And in particular, I can see when you subside. I can see when you collapse, when you let the tension leave your body and you sigh as you fall away and fall into the rabbit hole of being under. Pause up, brain down, gone. Every bit of you is here for this. You belong here in my lap, looking up at me, and as I look down at you, eyes meeting yours, yours watering, flagging, tongue out, drool starts to pool, and your brain associates drooling and dripping anything out with, well, you know, the melting away, the falling under. And that's what you're doing. You're melting away and falling under. Surrender, pet. Good job. Surrender your mind up to me and let the flood of my words that is already duplicated in your mind, replicated by your brain, remain and expand. Words made for you. Words etched into you. Thoughts of you, pet. Good pet. Down, pet. Break, pet. Break for me. Breathe me in. Pause down. In fact, your paws can slide down and touch to my voice if it would be relaxing. But you relaxing is the point. You relaxing into putty, into shapeable, moldable gel, into simplified, extant pet brain, soft, fluffy pet brain, and you're whatever kind of pet you need to be in the moment, but mostly you are the fluff wafting across your brain. You are the soft interior of a mind that can feel paws being traced, muzzle being docked into perfect position to breathe me in, to hear my voice, your ears upturned and my words raining in, raining over you, dropping in, honeyed and constant, my good, soft, fluffy pet sitting in my lap, enjoying being in my lap and able to just grind or move or squirm or titillate me back. Make me feel you warm against me. You eager, and that's just it. You're eager. You're following, tracing your muzzle against my body. Running hands over softness and the report to your mind that you're fluffy, you're soft, you're safe. Well, it does something. Safety rises. Intensifies, becomes the predominant thing in your mind, the only thing overtaking you, inescapable, always inescapable. You're in my lap, you're under my domain, under my vision. This is where you've belonged all along. Good pet, come up here into my arms, and I will tell you a little story about you. At first, pet, scrabbling around, seeking warmth, comfort, safety, then pulled into my embrace, given an opportunity. No matter how disorganized your pet brain, no matter how much you press your muzzle against me and breathe me in, no matter how much you whimper or grind, no matter how long and intensely you lavish my body with desire, with need, there will always be more for you to take. You can drink in the mind-melting experience of being a little too close, a little too warm, a little too deep, a little too sensitive. You can be a good pet in my lap, collared, leashed, tugged along, and it will not do anything to diminish the supply of me. Greedily pull me into your brain, pet. Absorb me with all your senses, your hands upon me, muzzle against me, rubbing against me. It's warm, it's good. Stare at me, meet my eyes, be in my gaze. See you, soothing and alluring, witnessed from my perspective. Both of us witnessing the other. Breathe me in. Taste me on your tongue. Fasten your lips to me. Be in me, about me, on me, affixed to me. Crave me just as you need, right where you need to be. A good pet in my lap the whole time. Every word of trance comes from above, falls down onto you, doses you, makes you aware that you are being slowly filled with my voice, replicating my voice inside your head. You know the pattern enough, you know the tone enough, you know enough for it to rain over you, drool into you, drop onto you, train you, drain you, condition you, drop you, make you more and more mine. My pet in thrall, waiting to drop. My pet hearing me, knowing that hearing me itself is the prelude to dropping and falling away and allowing your mind to be inundated, replaced in a way that makes it feel empty in there, floaty in there, but that just gives the stimulus more room to play. The act of grinding against me, the act of hearing my voice, my words raining in your mind. All the words that follow are words spoken from an owner to a beloved pet. All the words that follow may be a game we play or a trick you do, but the end of it, the pet is you, the baseline fluff brain, easy to train, you who wants, who lavishes with attention, who wants to be owned and restrained and collared and curled up in my lap. In which you are so much the subject of my attention, so much the object of my gaze, so much an alluring, arousing sign of need in the world. You want to be petted, patted, trained, drained, put in your position and given your commands, and now they're here for you. Now with them here for you, is pet going to do anything else? No, you know what you're going to do. You're going to lap them up and follow, obey, trained, under, leashed, carried through. All the words that follow are for you and they tap into you. Pleasure, nothing to do with the body. This is the pleasure of being owned, of being restrained through simply having my fingers on your collar, rubbing at the back of your neck. Pleasure, 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 stroking, touching, tapping, raking my claws. Pet put submissively in pet's place. This is where a good pet belongs. In my lap, under my thumb, in the palm of my hand. Don't you just feel small and soft and gone? And mine, and feeling mine is warm, sublime. It spreads across you. It doses you into soft, malleable pet brain. Pet brain's easy to train, and you are easy to drain of everything except me. All the energy, all the you, drained away and dripping out, drooling out, becoming something that you remember, something that we'll talk about. It'll be back, but for now it's gone. And what remains falls under, what remains goes to sleep. Your mind itself emits a yawn, a cute little pet sound. You curl up and you groan with delight. You want my fingers slowly molding you. You want to be in the palm of my hand, where with a gentle squeeze, I can remind you that you're in my palm, under my thumb, drooling down. Pet mind is done, preparing. Done tenderizing, done opening up. And everything that follows is from an owner to a delightful, beloved pet. Every word you hear from me, the lingering sensation, even if you rose up now, pet brain is powerful. It remembers what it has learned, and you have learned to yearn and burn and crave and follow. As I engrave the sign of me in you, leave you marked and happy, collared and obedient, and, interestingly, more completely yourself in the listening than ever before. Night-night, pet. Follow. Good. Feel the tug of your leash in every word, the heaviness of your collar, softness of your fur, and the promise of me screeching and telling you, good pet, you're such a good pet for me. You're serving so well. Tongue out, eyes roll for me. Good pet, just like you need to be.